again. This is once again Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. We are going into our chapter 3 today, and relationship marketing and marketing strategies. Let's go through this presentation. Please come along with me and listen to this wonderful, interesting topics on marketing. The structure that goes in is relationship building process, strategies for practicing relationship marketing, building and maintaining strong relationships, marketing strategies, learning relationship, encouraging relationship feedback, adoption of relationship marketing, framework of competitive marketing, strategy and the role of relationship in competitive marketing strategy. So this is how we would go in this particular chapter. Let's pick up one by one and try to understand what we really mean by this. Relationship building process. In today's industry, in today's business world, which is extremely competitive, and increased pace of developments across the world, relationship play a crucial role for several reasons. So as you know, it is very competitive. There is no scope of forgetting that there is no competitiveness. It is progressing, it is increasing, and the developments keep happening from time to time. So as the very famous joke goes, if you would have heard it, let me share this with you. In a fashion industry in France, there was a production house that used to manufacture women garment, and when the final dress got ready, the guy was running with that, saying that, "I'm afraid by the time I deliver, the fashion would change." So that is the fast growth of the industry. It may not be though fast in real world, but definitely it suggests that it is increasing at a pace of development and across the world. So relationship plays a crucial role for several reasons. As the cost and complexity of purchases go up, decision maker emphasize more on forming on a relationship with a partner who will do more than offering quotation prices and taking orders. So definitely the decision makers, the bosses sitting around wearing the thinking cap, just don't focus merely on the prices or taking orders or quotations. They have to think beyond that. And that is, relationship building is a process of taking prospective customer from the point of initial interest to where they become loyal. So when you pick up, it is like working on a grassroots level and starting from scratch. So you pick up someone who is not known to a product, and then suddenly turns out to be a loyal customer, bringing in turn big number of people as new customers by referring them to your product. That is what is relationship building process. Delivering excellent service quality plays a significant role. People buy people first. People buy the quality. People don't buy just camouflage products. People buy the quality of the product. So servicing and with an excellent quality is very important. Repeat customer always depend heavily upon building a relationship of trust. So when you talk of repeat, one who has done and dealt with you, a customer for once, lot of captions you would have seen in a customer for one is a customer forever. So that is repeat customers and building up a relationship of trust. Relationship building process, again we continue, a person's acceptance or rejection of a new product affects how fast he or she will form the relationship with a company and buy its product. Suppose you are into buying some food stuff, you tasted it and suddenly you said, "Hey, it suits my taste bud, I go for it." Every time they go, they will buy the same product, recommend this, and so on and so forth. Or say, no, this is not for me. This doesn't suit me. It is not what I was looking for. Rejection or acceptance of the new product happens very fast. In addition, it depends upon the marketer's communication toward the market for fast acceptance of the product. That is where, when a product has to be accepted fast, it has to be rightly communicated. I said to you, timely communicate. Time is very important. Sometimes people communicate the product, some marketers, through a professional brand ambassador. It is a different thing. That brand ambassador might not have ever used that product, but that image of the brand ambassador brings the product in building relationship. In this product, it is very important to understand how customer think and respond to. So, very important to understand how the customer would accept and respond to these products. So, reason for customers not being interested in the relationship? Many a time you see somebody says, no, I am not. And generally, a telecaller has been trained to ask this question, may I know the reason? So when the relationship adds no or a very little value to relationship, why people reject? Because you don't know the product, you don't know the person, you have never tried that product, it is not a co-product of another same popular brand, so sometimes you reject that. Unrealistic course of action in relationship marketing strategy. Sometimes troubling people on the wrong time, calling people in the hours where somebody is having a siesta or relaxing. That is unrealistic course. Too much of push is also no good in building up relationship. One-off or infrequent purchases by the customer. Sometimes you take once and that's all. I don't buy this product very often. You don't buy wristwatches like you can buy food stuff. So one-off and infrequent purchases may not also build a very strong relationship. Example of wristwatch is an idle stuff. Like you don't buy wristwatch. Maybe you buy today after maybe 2 years or 5 years. So customer might wish to avoid trying themselves in too closely with the supplier for a fear of restricting their choice. People want to have an open strategy, open mind. So they would look into the product without restricting their choice. So customer may not want to get tied up to a particular product. There are reasons for customer not being interested. Now we come to strategies for practicing relationship marketing. You have to develop core service around which customer relationship is built. A marketing company should develop a relationship which will go around and customers, and then customizing the relationship to individual customer. The customer should feel, he should feel the importance. The customer should, yes, I am recognized. So mostly you would see a telecaller or a marketing person would call and will address you. India is not the practice, but in abroad, in foreign countries, they call by the first name. In India, of course, they would say, Malafana ji se baat ho rahi hai, or am I talking to so-and-so, madam? Madam, are you Mrs. so-and-so? So on and so forth. So you customize the relationship. You make the customer feel, yes, I am recognized. Somebody calling me my surname or saluting me with sir or madam is realizing an acceptance of it. Augmenting the core service with the extra benefit. So connecting it, combining it with extra benefit. You tell, if you buy this, we will give you 1 5-year service for free or 2 year service for free. Whatever is logical and within the pricing cost frame that can be offered. You can't sell and market something which is not acceptable and something which is funny. You can't say fly on our airline and the air hostess will massage you. No, that is not. You have to service with extra benefit which are reasonable and acceptable. Pricing services to encourage customers' loyalty. So pricing services so that you encourage customer to be loyal. You always claim, look, we understand, we know that we are targeting the middle class market. Definitely the price required for the middle class market is what we are selling. Marketing to employees so that they would perform as well for customer. The best database to you is your own customers. Is part of your customer is your own employee. That's why many companies have a special rate for their own employee. Be it is a hotel, be it's a consumer product, or be it is an airline. Everybody has a very special price for the customer, and they can be the best brand ambassadors, walking ambassador, the employees of your own group or company. So successful implementation of relationship marketing practices require a strategic approach. It must be systematically, scientifically planned. You can't just go here via and say, hey, today is the day, let me go to this road, let me go to this area. You go to, for example, if you go to Dadar, Parel or Lal Bagh, they are all closed on Mondays. So a walking marketing person walking there, all his end users will be, shops will be closed if they are the corporate client. So it has to be born in the mind to be strategic approach, a systematic, a scientific approach, which encompasses developing customer-centric process, selecting and implementing technology solution. So someone said, okay, I would send you an update on WhatsApp. You are picked up a technology. You would say, we will post it to you, send it to your email. We will put it up on your Facebook account, so on and so forth. So that is using the technology. Employees empowerment. You can't just say the decision can be taken by the MD only. You have to, when you give someone duties, pass on some empowerment to them, which is a very right practice. If you allocate duty, then you empower someone. If you make someone answerable, make him also having some powers to take decision. Of course, not which concerns with the management activities, but definitely where the limitations of customer service is involved, the employee should be empowered. Then customer information and knowledge generation capability to differentiate them and the ability to learn the best practice. Time to time training, time to time knowledge sharing, time to time informing the development happening in the industry and on their product is very important thing, is a best practice which can be built in relationship marketing. Building and maintaining strong relationship, providing insight into relationship driven by focusing various impact factors such as relationship marketing investments, relationship marketing promotions, what is the investment being there, how are the promotion taking place, what are the area of promotion, what are the promotion including, what does promotion mean, who qualifies for promotion, what is personal training of the staff. You cannot just bring someone and just give one talk and start and expect them to deliver. Regular, constant training is the need of the hour for any good marketing company. You just don't give training when they join, but regular, time-to-time training for the marketing is required. And marketing programs, you come up with new marketing programs. Those who buy so much would be benefited so much. And we are going to target on certain market because now it is going to be Diwali. So this is a marketing promotion and the program for the period of Diwali. So on and so forth. Any regional marketing. Summer holidays. You offer special program during winter season. Of course, it doesn't happen in Mumbai too much of winter. But say example, in Pan India, you are selling something which concerned with winter, then proper marketing program implemented before that season begins, so on. And then narrow the focus to investigate the effect of, you just can't launch and just forget about it. Any marketing program that has been implemented must be studied and well, and then to be taken focus feedback so that you know what has been successful, what is being accepted, what would go in this market, how did that program work, and what modification you can bring to make that program more successful. Then narrow the focus on each program. As I explained to you, you can't just take one program and that keeps going. You have to continually take into account of what are the effects of each program. Describing firm's organizational element and business process affecting its ability to build and maintain strong customer selling relationship. So firm's organization's elements and business process affecting its ability to build. So you need to see that, how does that organizational element would work to bring a strong customer seller relationship. Mind it, in marketing, customer and seller both require each other, because if you don't have seller, from where you will buy? If you don't have a buyer, whom would you sell to? So online relationship, this has become very popular these days. It is going very popular. Now most people are going down to web and buying it. You would find lot many celebrities being used as their brand ambassador for certain marketing product, which keep coming and going. And they would be presenting through those websites. So web retailers and manufacturers think that buying relationship can be created faster online. Why people think so? That buying relationship can be created faster online, because now we have got huge number of people in the metros and also in two-tier and three-tier cities using the online technology. They are connected to the internet, they are connected to the web, and more offerings are being made. People would like to go down there so that they feel that they could get the product as well as some guaranteed product. To speed up building profitable customer relationship is tied to how well a company understands the needs of its online visitor. So the company should also understand that how important the online visitor is, whether they just click and incidentally came on the website, or he or she is a serious buyer. So company has to build up this relationship and find out whether it is profitable to connect. You would find on a lot of web portal, please contact us, and there is a link provided to you, and you immediately get a response back. Shoppers are using the web to gather information before making important purchase decision. So shoppers are looking at what is on the offer, who is offering what is new, what I can get best, how I can bet, who offers better after sale. Looking into all the positive elements out of it, and shoppers decide to buy. This encourages visitors to spend more time on the site and help to understand that enough care would be taken to create a positive shopping experience when they actually buy. And let me assure you that big number of shoppers are now going on web page and buying through you, because the product is delivered at doorsteps, and some of them also have come into this no question asked if you are not happy with our product, because they are marketing such products which are in demand and have been marketed bearing in the mind the needs of the customer, the price the customer can offer, what value it will create for the customer. So all value created products are now sold online. The reason why more online is happening these days is it's saving costs to the manufacturer, and the distribution cost also is saved. There are relationship blogs. I'm sure most of you would have logged on to and would have, some of you may be having your own blog where you write. So marketing is based on the idea that people prefer to do business with those whom they like and they know. Why do customers do go and buy from a specific brand? Because they know this is a trusted name and they have used this product. So likewise, if relationship blogs have been created where they know the product on the offer, they would definitely go through that channel and build up a relationship. Relationship blog is helpful where a reader can be reached several times with ease through blogging and interaction. More and more people in the metros are now using blog. Some of us having our own blogs where we write something what we want others to read. Sometimes we come up with our experiences on it. Sometimes we take them as a marketing strategy. As you write your blog on a daily basis, your reader get to know you and your business on more personal level. When customers read about blogger on day-to-day basis, daily business activities, problem-solving ideas, business advices, then they think as a part of the company. If you have been continuously reading about a blog about a company, you at times start feeling, oh, in some way I'm related, I'm linked to this particular product, to this particular brand, to this particular big business corporate. Most of us, we feel connected somehow or the other with the electric companies, be it Reliance or its Best or the Tata. We feel connected to them in some way or the other because we are using those services. Existing customers can remain connected through the blog and help customer to remain loyal. So if you remain connected through a blog, you will remain connected to be loyal to that blog. By using blog, valuable reference about business related information can be exchanged. So if you read a blog, you read someone writing, I wanted to buy this watch, I went out to this shop, I bought this ABC brand and I'm very happy about it. The blog read that, your people reading the blog have the mindset. Basically, what is people looking? When someone is in the intention of buying, there is a window in his brain which is open. The moment the proper marketing is done, the window accepts that in your brain, closes it, and that brand goes registered there. The moment it goes registered, you look out for that brand and close the deal by just looking that brand only, because that was put into your mind at the right time. So this is again one of the activities of the current online writings and online blogs. Marketing strategies to build effective relation. Permission marketing, not so much in India, but there are certain laws and regulations. In Western world, you must come up with a clause in your marketing. You have the link to unsubscribe. You are being approached because you subscribe to this link. This is the freedom of every consumer to have get unsubscribe from the mail that has been sent through one of the ideas. Likewise, permission marketing is you call up someone and speak to them and say, am I speaking to Mr. So-and-so? This is the right time. You take the permission. Permission marketing is very important. You just don't pick up the phone and say, hello, I'm speaking from XYZ. I have a product to offer you. That is non-permittable. Database marketing and retention marketing. Let's take one by one them. Permission marketing. Permission marketing is centered on obtaining customer consent to receive information from the company. I spoke that you took permission, you give a clause to your customer, you can always subscribe. You are getting this email because you subscribe for it. That is where you state that when communicating with the customer, one should be anticipated, be personal and be relevant. I'm calling you with regard to, we have this new product to offer you. You are not calling to check how is the weather in Delhi, how is the weather in Bangalore. No, you are calling to say something about the product. Likewise, this has the effect of upgrading the quality of your customer base. If you notice, if you spoke to Mr. X or Mrs. X and they said, don't call me again, this was very rude of you, who gave you my number, you would remove them out of your database because that was not a good experience. Who really wants something from you and you may only grant you the permission? Permission marketing, three questions to decide which kind of permission marketing you present. Are you requesting permission because you want to or because you have to? Question, obviously. You are just using that as a simple statement, as an opening introductory statement on your conversation, or you are requesting a permission. It is like, are you telling me or are you advising me or informing me? Two different things. So, are you requesting for a permission because you want to or because you have to? The person whom you are calling is too busy a person, and it is assumed that without permission you can't talk to anybody. Do you see permission as an asset to be nurtured or one to be exploited? Once you are given a permission, you can't just say, okay, now he gave me the permission, let me talk to this lady for 1 hour. Her voice is very sweet. No. You have to be limited towards your product. And then, are you practicing permission marketing or perdition marketing? So, are you doing the permission marketing or you come heavily and just feel like it is your birthright to talk to someone? Because you called, you are paying for the charges. So, the person receiving the call, she or he is obliged to listen to you. Are you falling into that perdition marketing? Database marketing using a database of customer or potential customer to generate personalized communication in order to promote a product or a service for marketing purposes. This is, you have to check into it that you want to personalize in your database approach. If you have a collected database, then you would look into what does that mean. Is this a product or a service for marketing purposes or just a personalized communication? The distinct between direct and indirect database marketing stems primarily from the attention paid to the analysis of data. So if you have got a data which is procured at a shopping mall, could not be necessarily a data that would take you to address to any customer, or you picked up at a cricket ground, just give me your number, and so on and so forth. That is not the data that would primarily be for the attention. Database marketing emphasizes gathering all available customer leads and prospect information into a central database. So after all that, you collect a central database using statistical technique to develop models of customer behavior. So when you collect data from your own data which you have made, you make up your point as to who is worth what is really to be approached, is it going to worth to talk to them again, and what was the behavior, how was the response, if you were disconnected and told not to contact, what was the reason given, all that to be used, and next time select a particular customer for communication. Database marketers tend to be heavy users of the database warehouse. So you would be surprised, somebody calls up and says, I am calling you from XYZ Bank. Do you have a credit card for XYZ Bank? That very well says that he or she is not calling from XYZ Bank. Because if she or he was calling from XYZ Bank, they would obviously have the detail that yes, you are calling, you are having a credit card. I do get a lot of calls from these type of marketing people. You have been selected to get card without approval. You just give us so many requirement forms and our staff will come and collect and you'll be issued a credit card after approval. But you have already been approved. That is something which is may disturb some people. So you have to develop a model of customer behavior. Marketers also need to be very precise in talking to customer, and likelihood that a more accurate model can be built. Database is usually consisting of name, address and transaction history detail from very internal sales or delivery system or a bought-in complied list from another organization which has captured the relevant information from common customer. So who are they? As I said to you, like credit card companies, like email, they provide data to all these marketing database company. So typical source of compiled data are application form, warranty card, subscription form and credit application form, etc.